Pocahontas Area School Spotlight, joined by senior Caroline Brown. Good morning, Caroline. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Very good, thanks. And we're going to be talking Interact Club today. I know this is a student community service club. Tell us about some of the activities that go on as part of this.
Okay, well, so throughout the year, we do sort cans and redeem them for fireworks at the annual Heritage Day celebration. And then we also, like, volunteer at the mobile food pantry distribution at the expo. We've worked the Pheasants Forever banquet. And then we've done some, like, more school and local projects.
All right. Interact Club, you've been a part of it since it was started, right, which was only a few years ago.
Yep, 2015.
All right, and you're the president of the club as of this year. How has that been going, and some probably additional responsibilities you have being that?
It's actually going pretty darn good. I never realized, like, how much work goes into being a president before this year, and, like, now I'm finally getting the understanding of how organized everything has to be and, like, how everything has to be lined up. And so it's really interesting to see both sides of, like, being a member before and then being president this year and how everything works together.
Well, good. Sounds like you're taking to it well. You mentioned some of what you do. What's your favorite thing about being part of the Interact Club?
You get to help a lot of different people. Sometimes you, like, see some of the same faces, but since we do a lot of projects, like, with the school and out in the community and out in surrounding communities, like, you're always meeting new people and you're always helping new people. And I think it's really a unique experience for, like, high school students.
Yeah, that's wonderful. So, and I know you just wrapped up a blanket drive recently. Tell us more about this and what went into that.
So about a month ago or so, some students from Interact bought blankets to tie in Fort Dodge. And then Thursday, the 18th, we tied them, and we brought them into the school building, and then we had each of our tribes tie 3 or 4 blankets, and then Interact tied all that were remaining, so that by the end of the day, we had 100 tie blankets. Wow. And so then Interact is in conjunction with the mobile food pantry distribution, and so then we're going to give those to the people who need them the most at the mobile food pantry on the 24th.
Wow. So how many students then were involved in the blanket tying process?
It was the entire high school and middle school.
Wow.
So.
Good deal. And as you said, they'll be distributed this week. Been talking Interact Club with Pocahontas Area Senior Caroline Brown. Caroline, thanks a lot for the information, and keep up the good work with the Interact Club, and thanks for your time. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
That's the Pocahontas Area School Spotlight on Mix 101.7.